Hi everyone, Michael Kerr here from the world headquarters of Humor at Work with another episode of Humor at Work. So I've got an inspiring prescription for job descriptions. You know, job descriptions are rapidly becoming so yesterday. More and more organizations are shunning formal job descriptions, opting instead for, well, nothing. The reason is they tend to believe that job descriptions just pigeonhole people into a box. Some organizations feel job descriptions are a subtle way of telling people what they can't do and only serve to foster the archaic, silo-creating, productivity-sapping, mind-numbingly annoying, "it's not in my job description" mentality so prevalent during the Jurassic period. It is, you know, the real reason dinosaurs died out, I think. Now, if you must have job descriptions for whatever reason, ask yourself these questions. Do your job descriptions energize people? Are they hopeful, daring, challenging, creative, unconventional, and fun? Do they open doors or close doors? Do they connect people to a meaningful sense of purpose? Do they get people thinking about the possibilities of where their job could take them? Are they fun to read and conversational, or do they read like a punchline to a Dilbert cartoon? And if you use them for recruitment purposes, will they attract the right candidates with the right attitude for your workplace? Here's the start of a job description that's a bit of a hoot from the internet retail company Woot. "You're so bright, people mistake you for the Greek god Apollo. You're so adept at multitasking, you're reading this while juggling. You're so self-motivated, your application is half submitted and you haven't even gotten to the requirements yet. You love details, crush deadlines, organize like a trapper keeper, and switch gears like Steve McQueen at Le Mans. Discreet like Bond, professional like Jobs, and with the kind of humor that means you understand why a job description should be fun to read." And now, Mike's Fun at Work tip. One of the product design groups at Microsoft has a daily ritual that helps energize people when they are beginning to suffer from the afternoon blahs. Each day, a person signs up to choose a song that gets blasted across the office right at 3 p.m. Depending on the song, some employees might dance, some sing along, everyone claps when it's finished, and a few probably say, "Seriously, that's the song you chose?" It's a short, simple, and a bit goofy tradition. But hey, it works to energize people and build a sense of community and anticipation as people wonder what the song of the day is going to be. Now, even if you can't, for whatever reasons, blast a song through your office at a regular time, why not at the very least post a song of the day somewhere prominent as a simple way to generate conversation, remind people of old classics they may have forgotten, or to maybe get people humming to themselves, where, let's be honest, some of the best singing occurs. And now the quote of the week from a Harvard Business School article. I love this quote because it is so true. "Most companies have it wrong. They don't have to motivate their employees. They have to stop demotivating them." And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, today as I'm recording this, it just happens to be November 20th, which is Globally Organized Hug a Runner Day, Absurdity Day, and Name Your PC Day. There's a simple thing you can do at your offices is have everybody name their computers. And November 21st just happens to be World Hello Day. And here's another simple thing you can do. You know, so if you've missed World Hello Day, just do this on some Friday. Have all of the employees wear a "Hello, my name is blank" name tag and just see the smiles and connections and how much more people talk to each other when you wear those tags. Sounds so simple, but it makes a difference. And finally, this Friday is it's Start Your Own Country Day, November 22nd. And again, this is an opportunity to create a fun, wacky meeting opener question that you don't just have to do on Start Your Own Country Day, but just use it to open up a meeting with. Ask these questions. If you could start your own country, what would it be called? Where would it be located? And what's the first law you would pass? Until next time, everybody, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.